Hello, hello, hello! Welcome to episode 2 of Musings with Chide Isaac, aka Musings with CI Magic. Whoosh! First, I want to thank you. Thank you for taking your time to listen to episode 1 and for your feedback. I have received really great feedback from you. You helped me see that I had taken the right step in doing this. So again, I say thank you. You are amazing. Mwah! Now, straight into what today's episode is about. Today's episode is titled The Law of Flotation, and it's about thinking. Yes, that's what today's episode is about, thinking. I will tell you why I decided to talk about this. At the start of this lockdown that resulted from the pandemic, about a week into it, I was talking with a friend of mine, and I told him that I foresee a lot of people turning in their resignations once this pandemic was over, or even before it was over, and here's why. Even though at that time, I didn't know what effect the pandemic would have on the economy, I didn't know that businesses would shut down and that some of the businesses that would stay open will retrench staff, I knew for sure that the stay at home will force people to think. And when this happens, they'll begin to ask themselves the hard questions, right? Do I really love this job? Am I still motivated? Does the money still matter more than my sanity? You know, all those questions. And I told my friend, even if they would come back, you know, after a while to say, hey, can I have my job back or take that same kind of job in another organization, maybe because they didn't think through it well, or maybe, you know, any other of 1 million reasons. But I just knew for sure that the stay at home will bring with it an initial wave of people, you know, thinking in different ways and resigning from jobs, doing new things. And true to that, about 2 weeks ago, I started to hear gists, right, from everywhere, even my workplace, and I was not shocked. So apart from quitting jobs, people have, you know, started different things. People have started working out more. People have started, you know, creating things. People have started their creative journeys. You know, I'm one of such people. And people are exploring other parts of their minds. But the question now is, how are you really thinking? Yes, you listening to me right now. How are you thinking? Because here's the thing. Over many generations, one thing that has been agreed on is the power of thought and how it drives our lives, right? The Bible says it, history books say it, modern day writers say it in a lot of times, and we see it in our lives daily, right? We see it to be true. Now, the irony of this is, even though we agree that thought is the creative force of our lives, our society has made thinking to look like a bad thing. So imagine you're sitting on your own, thinking, examining your thoughts, asking yourself deep questions, and your friend or your mom walks in and they ask you, what are you doing? Once you respond, I am thinking, or I was thinking, hey, they start asking, what's wrong? What happened? Stop thinking. Hey, don't worry. God will take care of it. God will do it. Everything will be fine. And, you know, whatever else. See, if I had 1 naira for every time I heard someone say, stop thinking, I'm telling you, I'll be a millionaire. Even if you converted that naira to dollars, I will still be a millionaire. So here's the thing. I understand the concept of telling people to stop thinking and the goodwill behind it. But the thinking is not the problem. The things you focus on when you think is what should be called to question. I'll take that again. The thinking in itself is not the problem. The things you focus on when you think is what should be called to question. Now, I crave your indulgence. Please play a game with me. It will take 30 seconds. This game will take 30 seconds, I promise. So wherever you are right now, I just need you to focus your mind on noticing whatever is white around you, anything white around you. You have 30 seconds to just take in as many white things around you as you can remember, as you'll be able to, you know, recall to me. Go on, you have about 15 seconds more. Just white things, anything white. Now stop. Close your eyes. Go on, close your eyes. Now, I need you to tell me all the pink and purple things you saw. Exactly. That is what happens when you focus your mind on the problem. You don't get to see the solution or a way out. The way to create a solution is to focus on the desired outcomes, not on the possibility of failure or the people that have failed or what people would say or you might lose some friends. No. And this exercise proves to you that while you're focusing on white things, it's harder for your mind to catch the pink and purple things. The same way, while you're focusing on the problems or the possible failure or issues that might come up, you would not see the actual solutions. And this reminds me of a quote by Thomas Troward, right? And it says, "The law of flotation was not discovered by contemplating the sinking of things, but by contemplating the floating of things which floated naturally and then intelligently asking why they did so." I'll give context to this. So before we started using steel to build ships, wood was the common element, right? Why was wood used? Well, quite simple. It did not sink. So the aim was just, we want something that would not sink. Wood did not sink, so people used wood to make their boats. Not because it floated, but because it wouldn't sink. Now, were they contemplating on the fact that wood floated and, you know, trying to replicate something that could float? No. They simply saw that it did not sink, so they used it. Now, you may ask, well, why is that bad? Why is that a bad thing? Well, it limited them and, in fact, by extension, limited humanity at large for a while, until someone or some people came on the scene and started contemplating on the floating of things. Why does wood float? How can we use this to make some other things float? So you see, when the frame of the problem is don't sink, it alters the number of solutions that you are available to you. Why? Because we are so focused on solving the problem of don't sink that we might not see the multiple solutions that lie in the principles of flotation. And this is what you do when you consume yourself with the thoughts of, I don't want to be broke, or I don't want to be fat, or I don't want to be left behind in this new economy. Why not contemplate instead on why you want to have enough resources? Why not contemplate instead on why you want to be a certain weight, why you want to have influence? Contemplate on the floating of things, not on the sinking of things. Contemplate on the joy and fulfillment when you have enough to give. Contemplate on the confidence you have when you are at your desired weight. Contemplate on the lives you will positively impact when you have the influence you desire. This way, no motivational speaker will be able to prey on you, because they know the anxiety that this whole period has brought with it, and they will come to you and start asking you questions like, are you tired of your job? Do you want to quit? Do you have anxiety when you remember it's a work day? Of course you will have anxiety when you remember it's a work day, because you've not been as productive as you want to be. You have work pending and slides you have not prepared, and the meeting starts in a few minutes and whatnot. So anxiety will come. But ensure that if quitting your job is the next step, it's not because you don't want to sink. It's because you have thought deeply about the life you want to live and you're figuring out how to get there. I say figuring out because it gets clearer in the doing, right? The universe does not honor perfection. It honors movement. So you contemplate on what you want. You start moving and things become clearer as you move. You may not see the whole picture at once. You may quit your job now and then take another 9-to-5 in, you know, another 6 months' time. But ensure that even when you make mistakes, they are your calculation errors, not because you were running scared. Seek the assistance of a life coach or experts, because, you know, they are very helpful in keeping you on course with whatever you've decided to do. They will help you understand things. But whatever happens, ensure that you are thinking for yourself. And any good coach will ensure this. So what's the summary of what I have said? First, I have said that thought is the creative force of your life. I will speak more about this in subsequent episodes. I have also said to focus on your desired outcomes, not on what may go wrong or how it may not work. I have said to contemplate the floating of things, not the sinking of things. Because the truth is, fear is actually a motivation, right? But because there are four elements that motivate you: fear, anxiety, incentive, and desire. I'll also speak about this in subsequent episodes, but I am sure I don't need to tell you how unsustainable fear is as a motivation for doing anything. Okay, so it's been a very lovely about 9 minutes, and here is where I put a pause on this. Do well to listen over and over again. Do well to let me know what your thoughts are. You can go to chideisaac.xyz/podcast to drop your feedback. Also, do well to share if you find this podcast helpful. Anticipate the next episode together with me, will you? Until then, I remain yours sincerely, Chide Isaac, aka CI Magic. Thanks for listening. I love you. Please share.